So what's up, Father?
It sure is. Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Set our hearts on fire, that we may not only hear your message, but live it in our lives through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Today is Wish to See Jesus Sunday. Now, that isn't the official name of this day. This is what I call it because of the gospel. Wish to See Jesus Sunday. And I don't need to preach anymore, by the way. The kids just did it beautifully. But here's the story. You know the story. You heard it in the gospel. Jesus is in Jerusalem. The Greeks come to him, and they come to Philip, and they say to Philip, we wish to see Jesus. So the whole focus is, what did they mean, we wish to see Jesus? What does that mean for you and me when we wish to see Jesus? What does it mean? That's the focus of today. And so, you know what happens? They go to Philip, and then Philip, there's no dialogue about what Philip says to him, but I think he probably says, you know, they say, we wish to see Jesus, and I think he says, okay, we'll get back to you. And then he goes to Andrew, oh no, what do I do? And Andrew says, well, why? I got an idea. Why don't we go talk to Jesus and ask him? And they go to Jesus, and they say, you know, there's some Greeks that want to see you. And now I'm going to stop, because then we're going to get to his answer, which we didn't expect. But before we get there, I'd like to dedicate this sermon today to Vicki Martz. Vicki Martz was a longtime dear friend. She died just a little less than a year ago. And Vicki Martz, longtime member at Church of Our Savior where I was, and dear, dear friend. And she also was somebody I envied. And the reason I envied her is she was I'm a golf fanatic. And she was the senior golf course designer for Arnold Palmer for 27 years. So I really envied her. And so this particular passage, I think it was 5-6 years ago, was the lectionary. And Vicki was sitting in the 8 o'clock service, and I was preaching this, and I said, what did the Greeks mean? I want to see Jesus. Did they just want a celebrity visit? Did they want his autograph? Book signing? Book signing, you know, the book. What is it they wanted? They just want to see him from a distance? What did they mean? And then I said this, and I want to see the king. No, I don't mean Jesus. I mean Arnold Palmer, I said, with Vicki sitting there. And if you're not a golfer, he's called the king, and Jack Nicklaus called the bear, the king and the bear. So I said, I want to see the king. And Ed winked at Vicki, and then I went on. And so about, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks after that sermon, I get a call from Vicki saying, well, I got good news. I said, what's that? She said, well, you and Joanne and Gary and I, her husband and I, have a date with Mr. Palmer at Bay Hill for the day, and we're going to spend some time with Mr. Palmer. And I was like, whoa, I got to see the king! But somehow I think they were talking about something different. I wish to see Jesus. Now before, the point of the sermon today is, you and I wish to see Jesus. What does that mean? Then you have to go to Jesus' response. After they tell him that they want to see Jesus, what does Jesus do? Remember in the gospel? He starts talking about his death. He starts talking about the message of the cross. He starts talking about that he will die so that others might live. He starts talking about, if you want to see me, you got to follow me. You got to serve me. If you want to know me, you got to know me through the message of the cross. And they're saying to him, I think we were just looking for a date on the calendar, you know, that they could come by and say hello. Not what Jesus responded. If you want to see Jesus, you got to know the message of the cross. If you really desire to see Jesus, you got to know the message of the cross. Here's the message of the cross, 3 words. Sacrifice, forgiveness, and love. You see, Jesus responded, you want to see me? First you got to go to the cross with me. You got to know I gave my life for you. You got to know that I died that you might live. You got to know it. And you got to embrace it. But you also got to embrace the pain of the world. That when Jesus went to that cross, he acknowledged the pain of the world. He didn't fix it. He embraced it. For you and for me, you know, he took on our pain. That pain you felt before, the pain you feel now, the pain you'll feel in the future. Jesus said, let me take it. You want to see me? Don't run away from me when you're in pain. Don't run away from the cross. Don't run away from what I did for you. Then you can see me. And then Jesus says, forgiveness. The message of the cross is forgiveness. Now I have to tell you that in being a priest for many, many years and hearing people's confessions, but more importantly, their hearts, do you know what the hardest part of forgiveness is? Forgiving yourself. How many times have I sat with somebody with tears or in my own life just trying to forgive myself? And Jesus says, you know, if you want to see me, you got to know I've forgiven you. I've totally forgiven you for everything you've done. And I know what you've done, and you know what you've done. And I forgive you. Not only do I forgive you, I redeem you and I renew you. I redeem you and I give you new life. When I went to seminary many years ago, right out of college, I'd been there 2 weeks. And I looked around, saw all those holy seminarians, and said, oh, there's no way I can stay. If they knew my story, they wouldn't let me stay. I just knew it. And it just bothered me, so I went to see this old professor, this wise professor, and I came in and I said, you know, I'm not worthy to be a seminarian. I'm not worthy to be here. If you knew my story, you'd never let me stay. I need to go. And you know what he said? He said, do you remember that guy, Paul, that some say wrote a lot of the epistles? He said, he killed thousands of Christians. What'd you do? And then he said this to me. He said, you know what? We don't worry about the ones here who feel unworthy. It's the ones that feel worthy we get concerned about. And he said, and then he said, go back to class. But I realized I wasn't there because I was holy. I wasn't there because I was perfect. I was there because I was forgiven. By the grace of God, I was there. And you know what? I may be the sinner of all sinners, but if my gold star in heaven is based on how much I know I'm forgiven, woohoo! Forgiveness. And it also, the message of the cross, and this is hard too, is to forgive others. If Jesus go to the cross and forgive you and me, how is it we can't forgive those others? And that's hard work. But it's the message of the cross. You want to see Jesus? Forgive somebody you think you cannot forgive. And know you're forgiven for something you think you shouldn't have been forgiven for. And you will see Jesus. Third one is love. The message of the cross is love. There is nothing that can overcome the power of God's love. I believe that. I don't always feel it. I don't always get convinced of it. I sometimes feel far away from it, but I know it's true. And so I just invite you to know the power of God's love. You want to see Jesus? See it in love. See how God loves you, first of all, even when you don't feel lovable. And then see the power of love in others. And when you're so embraced with love by somebody or somebodies, know that power of love is Jesus. Jesus in your midst. I want to tell you a story. This is a camp story. But I want to be really clear before I start. This story is not about our camp or our bishop. Okay? Now, that's the disclaimer. In a camp far away. It's not even about the camp at Dayspring. It's not about that one either. In a camp far away. There was this tradition that this camp had a lot of rules, and you couldn't break the rules. And the tradition was there was if you broke the rules, you came down to the waterfront, you bent over, touched your toes, one of the counselors would get a canoe paddle, and they would wind up and whack you in the rear end. And because they were experienced canoeists, they knew that if they feathered the paddle, which is have it flat, and then turn it at the last minute, they could really get a good whack in. And if it was right after swim period in a wet bathing suit, it was even more effective. And so the story is there was a, we'll call him Johnny, there was a middle schooler named Johnny, and he was breaking all the rules. He was very arrogant, very obnoxious, and he was breaking all the rules over and over. And so it was his day. He was down at the waterfront. He had bent over, and he was like, "Oh, there's nothing you can do to me." And bends over. They get the biggest counselor they can find. And just as this counselor's about to wind up, the bishop comes over the hill, and he sees what's happening. And he yells, "Stop!" He walks down to the staff. He says, "What are you doing?" They explain the tradition. They explain that Johnny has broken all the rules and it was his time. And the bishop listens and then he says, "That sounds fair. I'll do it for him." And the bishop leans over and touches his toes. Now, the counselor didn't quite know what to do, but he thought, how often do you get this opportunity? And so that counselor wound up and hit him as hard as he could, the bishop as hard as he could in the seat of the pants. And when the bishop came up, he was okay, but what happened next, they didn't expect. They looked up, and there was Johnny, sobbing, tears rolling down his face, and he yells out, "I am so sorry." And then he says, "No one's ever done anything like that for me before." And the bishop said, "Oh, yes, he has. Christ died for our sins." How easy we say that. But the message of the cross is we are forgiven and loved through that power of Christ. So today, I want to invite you to see Jesus. Maybe more clearly is in your prayers to say, "I wish to see Jesus. I desire to see Jesus." Marcus Borg's book I love is to see Jesus to see Jesus again for the very first time. To see Jesus in that way. Let that be your desire. I desire it in three ways. I desire to see the presence of Christ here in our midst. Here in my life each day, to invite Jesus to be with me and to see him, to walk with me. Secondly, is I want to see Jesus in others. I want to see the Christ in you, in your eyes, and I want you to see that Christ in me. You know, I wish that. I desire that. And sometimes I get too busy or too upset or too angry or too whatever to see the Christ in you. I wish to see Christ in you, and I really want you to see the Christ in me. That's the message today. And then there's the third one. I want to see Christ in the world. I want this message of sacrifice and forgiveness and love, I want to see it in the world. And it's got to be you and me showing the world, and others, of course. It's got to be those young people from that high school in Parkland who marched to Washington to change the world, who bring the message of the cross of sacrifice, but of forgiveness and love. It's up to you and me. That's my desire and wish. So today is, we wish to see Jesus. Let that be our prayer. Let's see Jesus in our own lives. Let's see Jesus in each other. Let's see Jesus in the world. Let's bring Jesus into the world in that power of love. We wish to see Jesus. Amen.